Can you maybe take a step back and go through what was seen at surgery with her and then what the RxPONDER trial actually is?
Okay, sure. At surgery, basically, we found that indeed she did have a solitary 1 centimeter primary tumor. And at axillary dissection, she had 13 nodes removed, and the only one that had tumor in it was the enlarged lymph node that we had seen on ultrasound measuring 2.4 centimeters. So the RxPONDER trial basically is a study that is being led by SWOG, basically looking at the role of the Oncotype DX recurrence score for guiding adjuvant therapy in patients with ER-positive breast cancer with 1 to 3 positive nodes. And so because she had the one node positive, that made her eligible for the RxPONDER trial, and she agreed to enter the study. The study basically, if you have a score above 25, then you're recommended to receive chemotherapy with endocrine therapy. Below 25, then that's the randomization between chemotherapy followed by endocrine therapy or endocrine therapy alone. And so we talked with her about the results. And again, as we went over, she was very interested in the absolute numbers and how much reduction was there. And she ultimately decided that she didn't view the score of 20 as being all that bad, and it was pretty close to 17. And I think she made an informed decision that for her, endocrine therapy alone would be sufficient. And so that's what we did. The interesting wrinkle on her, though, is that with this node positivity and that score in the intermediate range at 20, I did feel like she was a patient that endocrine therapy should consist of an aromatase inhibitor. But as she went through the surgery, her fibromyalgia really flared and she was having a lot of pain. And I was concerned about her compliance, tolerance to the aromatase inhibitors. So we talked about bridging therapy by going to fulvestrant. So we put her on the fulvestrant. I was sort of envisioning maybe 4 to 6 months. She tolerated it so well. It took about 15 months before she was ready to switch to the AI. And so we now have her on the AI. And now she's doing well, you know, very compliant with medication. Because I did feel like since all of our therapy was going to be endocrine therapy, that we really needed to make sure we had optimal therapy there.
And what's her current situation right now?
She's in follow-up. I think she's, 2.5 years out, doing well. She actually tolerated the conversion to the letrozole quite well. Our rheumatologist had to go through a number of different agents, or enough time had to pass for the fibromyalgia to settle down, but she's actually doing quite well at this point.